Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Framing Muslims as Jew haters. My best guess is that we're going to see a lot more deliberate efforts in the upcoming election cycle to tag Muslims and a certain Muslim interpreter as anti-Semitic in a way again to try to galvanize voters.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And this was Professor Green in his lecture, which he titled Islamophobia and the 2020 election. This is the lecture which Professor Green gave to a bunch of students and other audience as he was invited to give his expertise on the topic of Islamophobia, as he already wrote two books on that topic. And he was speaking for some years to our intelligence to teach them, to guide them, to do what is right in their business under the leadership of Barack Hussein Obama. And boy, oh boy, I am so thankful to God that such a man does not have that influence anymore today on our intelligence community under the leadership of Mr. Donald Trump. And maybe that's one of the reasons why he does not like Trump nor the Trump agenda in leading us as our president for these last 3 years, and hopefully and prayerfully for the next 4 years as well. Now, we began to investigate that statement of Professor Green in our last program, as we found out that it was not Trump who was framing the Muslims as Jew haters, but it was actually the commands of Allah in the Quran. We already looked at only four verses. First, we learned that in Quran 551, Allah ordered the Muslim believers never to take a Jew or a Christian for a friend. And we learned out why. Because Allah in Quran chapter 1 verse 6 told the Muslim believers that the Jews are the one whom the wrath of Allah is against, and the Christians are lost. And who would like to be part of these two people groups? Nobody. For all the Jews and all the Christians will spend eternity in hell, as we will see in our program today. Now, we also learn from Quran chapter 2 verse 105 and Quran 2 verse 109 that the people of the book, the infidels, the Jews and the Christians, hate and envy the Muslim people. And that is a good reason for why Allah does not want his Muslim believers to fall in love with or to be friends with, because what he desires of his Muslim believers is to hate them back. Now, let us look at a few more verses in the Quran to learn about how Allah planted the hatred into the hearts of the Muslims against the Jews and the Christians to make sure that they will never leave Islam, but they stay in Islam and die as Muslims. And the next verse I would like to share with you is very important, because that verse is used by Muslims in America, and sadly, over 300 evangelical ministers were deceived by the message which the Muslims attach to that verse, which literally teaches the opposite of the message of that verse. You may have heard of a common word, and I know many of you know about Pastor Rick Warren. And I'm not talking about an obscure pastor here. That's a pastor of a mega church. Thousands and thousands of the Southern Baptist believers fall under his ministry. He himself signed for this declaration, a common word. And believe me, if you have read the letter which originally written by the Pope of the Catholic Church years ago to the Muslims, and see now the evangelical church's leaders are signing off for the same group, you get sick in your stomach, because it shows the level of ignorance among the Baptist and the Catholic alike. And many of the other churches who sign off in this new club, the club of the common word. The verse comes from Quran chapter 3 and verse 64. And listen to what Allah said in that verse. Say, O people of the book, come to an equal word between us and you, that we serve only Allah, nor partner anything with Him, nor take each other as lords rather than Allah. So if they turn away, so say, bear witness that we are Muslims. Now we're talking about the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. Professor Green is trying to tell us that Jews and Christians are loved by the Muslims. And the Muslims of today in America reached out to the Jews and the Christians with that verse, that is Quran chapter 3 and verse 64, to tell them, we love you. We worship the same God. Let us have a common word. And sadly, many of the evangelicals, as I just said earlier, sign off to this document of common word. But do the preachers and the priests of the Catholic Church understood what is the message behind the common word? The common word is actually an equal word. That's exactly where that phrase come from, Quran 3:64. And what is the equal word or the common word? It is to serve only Allah. It is to worship only Allah. I understand Professor Green and many of our church's liberal leaders this day believe that Allah is God. But as I said before, I repeat again, Allah is Satan. Allah is not God. Allah has no son. And if you believe that Allah has a son, that means you are an infidel. Where do we learn about that? That is in Quran chapter 5, verse 72. That is when Allah said, infidels indeed are those who said, surely Allah is the Christ, son of Mary. If you believe in the Trinity, which is every Christian ought to believe, otherwise, you're not a Christian. You are an infidel. Once again, because Allah in the Quran said so in Quran 5:73. As there we also read, infidels indeed are those who said, surely Allah is the third of three. So Allah is not God. Allah is Satan himself. And when Muslims come to us here in the West by this common word or this equal word to serve Allah, that means they want us to stop worshiping and serving our God the Father, our God the Son, our God the Holy Spirit. But we must worship Allah, Satan, the devil himself. Notice here the verse did not stop there, but they said, nor partner anything with him. So you cannot worship God, the God of the Bible, nor the Son, nor the Holy Spirit. Because Muslims look, as we read in Quran 5:73, that the worshiping of the three, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, is partnering God with the Son and the Holy Spirit, which makes every Christian an infidel. And the threat is also written in the same verse. So if they turn away, if the people of the book, if the Jews and the Christians did not follow Islam and do not worship Allah alone, so say, bear witness that we are Muslims. That is it. We submit to Allah and we will obey whatever Allah says in the Quran. And you will be shocked to know what did Allah say in the Quran concerning if the Christians and the Jews refuse to submit, refuse to worship Allah alone. Now let's move on to another verse in the Quran to see how Allah wants Muslims to treat the Jews and the Christians. And if ever there was a message of hate for the Muslims towards the Jews and the Christians, it is Quran chapter 5, beginning from verse 59. Listen to the word of Allah. Say, O people of the book, Allah here obviously is speaking to the Jews and to the Christians. Do you ridicule us because we believed in Allah and what He has sent down to us and what He has sent down before, and that many of you are transgressors? Notice the language here. Allah is telling the Muslims that the Jews and the Christians are ridiculing the Muslims. Why? Because they believe in Islam. And they also claim to believe in the Bible, which was sent before Muhammad and his Quran. But Allah in that verse is calling them, these are the Jews and the Christians, transgressors. Why would a Muslim like or love someone whom Allah called a transgressor? This is a very wicked description to any person who falls away from God. But listen to verse 16. As Allah said, say, will I inform you of evil than that as punishment from Allah? They whom Allah has cursed and on whom He has poured forth His wrath.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Here Allah is speaking about the Jewish people whom Allah poured His wrath against. That's exactly what we read in Quran chapter 1 verse 6. When Muslims pray to Allah to lead them to the straight way, the way of the Muslims, not the way of the Jews, because they are the one whom the wrath of Allah was against. And what is that wrath? Listen carefully as we continue in Quran chapter 5 verse 60. Some of them He changed into monkeys and swine. This is exactly what Muslims believe. When you go to a zoo, when you see a monkey or a swine, they will tell you these are the descendants of the Jews. Why? Because they did not follow the teaching of Allah. And they who worship the idolatry, those are in an evil place and have gone astray from the right way. And what is the right way? The right way is Islam. The right way is to be a submitter. The right way is to believe in Muhammad, accept the teaching of the Quran, and reject the teachings which we, the Jews and Christians, believe in. Not only Allah in the Quran asking the Muslims to hate the Jews and the Christians, but He is actually asking them to try them. Listen to what Allah said, for example, in Quran chapter 8 and verse 16. And prepare for them whatever power you can of the tying of horses. Strike terror into the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others without them. You do not know them. Allah knows them. Can you imagine with me? This is the direct command of Allah to the Muslim believers to terrorize all the infidels, all the enemy of Allah, the Jews and the Christians and the policies, any and everyone who will not submit to Allah. That's why Allah called the Muslim believers to be terrorists. Listen to what Allah said in Quran chapter 59 and verse 13. You are a greater terror in their chest than Allah. This is because they are people who do not understand. I wonder if Professor Green knows all these verses. Because in reality, as I shared with you before, he does not like to talk about the Quran or the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, and he will not allow it to be said out loud during the question answer sessions of his seminars. This is a problem of ignorant liberal like Professor Green who does not know the reality of how evil Islam is. Not only the Muslims are taught by Allah in the Quran to hate the Jews and the Christians or to terrorize the Jews and the Christians, but to kill the Jews and the Christians. And I advise you, my friend, to listen carefully to the following verse. And that is Quran chapter 9 and verse 29. And that is a direct command of Allah to the Muslim believers to wipe out the Jews and the Christians, literally to kill them. And listen to the word of Allah. Engage in war with those who do not believe in Allah, nor in the last day, nor forbid what Allah and His Messenger forbid, nor believe in the religion of truth among those who have been given the book until they pay the jizya out of hand and they are subdued. Notice here, Allah is given a direct command to the Muslims to engage in war with the people of the book, with the Jews and the Christians. And once again, someone will say, maybe this verse was written concerning some specific Jews or Christians who fought Muhammad, who engaged in war with the Muslims, and it was a defensive war. No, my friends, the verse speaks for itself. Engage in war with those who do what? Who do not believe in Allah. As I said earlier, I repeat again, no Jew or a Christian who has common sense, who know who Allah is, will ever believe in Allah. Allah is Satan. The second reason, those who do not believe in the last day, not a single Jew or a true Christian will ever believe in the last day of Islam. For Muslims believe on the last day, Jesus will come back to this world and he will have four wives and he will worship as a Muslim, and that Jesus will kill the pig, meaning he will kill all the Jews. He will remove the Jewish people from the face of the earth, and that Jesus will break the cross, meaning he will get rid of Christianity and all those who worship Jesus in the Christian faith. Not one Jew or one Christian will ever believe in that last day. But Allah did not stop there, because He said, nor forbid what Allah and His Messenger forbid. You see, Allah in the Quran forbid the eating of pork, and Christians eat pork. Allah forbids the drinking of wine, and the Jewish drink wine. Therefore, Muslims have the right to engage in war with the Jews and the Christians. Worse than that, Allah and Muhammad forbid the worship of Jesus Christ, and all of us Christians worship Jesus Christ. Notice also, the verse said, for the Muslims to engage in war with those who do not believe in the religion of truth. What is the religion of truth here? It is the religion of Islam. So in simple words, the command of Allah for Muslims is to not only hate the Jews and the Christians, but to terrorize the Jews and the Christians, and worse than that, to engage in war with the Jews and the Christians, is clearly given in Quran 9:29. Simply because the Jews chose to be a Jews, and the Christians chose to be a Christians, and they refused to accept Muhammad and believe in the savage cult, the cult of Islam. I know that some Muslims will say, you don't have to accept Islam, just simply pay the jizya. That is a tribute tax. But did you notice the language of Allah in the Quran? For it says, until they pay the jizya out of hand, and they are subdued, and they are humiliated, and they are disgraced. And that's exactly what my Christian people did in Egypt the last 1400 years. And that's how many of the Christian and the Jewish people were able to survive in the Middle East, by paying the Muslim the jizya, as they were humiliated and disgraced by the Muslims. And I don't believe any person would be humiliated and disgraced by someone that means that someone like or love them. But it means that these Muslims literally hated the Jews and hated the Christians the last 1400 years. Finally, my friends, let me quote you Quran chapter 98 verse 6 to learn about how Allah looks at the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. For there we read, surely those who became infidels from the people of the book, these are the Jews and the Christians, and polytheists, will abide in the fire of hell forever. Those are the worst of the creatures. Wow. Do you see how Allah shows His respect and His love for the Jews and the Christians? They are the worst of the creatures. And as I shared with you before, they will abide in hell forever. That's why Allah, once again, advised the Muslims never to take them for friends, because he knows if they take them for friends, they become one of them, and they will also become the worst of the creatures. And the Muslims then will spend eternity with the Jews and the Christians in hell. And this is a refutable fact, my friends. Any Muslim will ever befriend me. True friendship, not by lips, but by heart and soul. That Muslim man or woman would be led to the Lord. That Muslim man or woman would become a Christian. And they have been set free from the savage cult, the cult of Islam. But the point I would like to share with you is this. Professor Green was wrong when he claimed that Mr. Trump or the Republican Party desired to frame the Muslims, making them as if they were Jew haters, because it is clearly from the teachings of the Quran and from the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, they must hate the Jews and the Christians. They must hate the people of the earth until the people of the earth convert to Islam. As Muhammad said, that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims kill the last Jew. Muhammad said, even the rock will cry out, O Muslim faithful, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and behead him. And Muhammad also gives the Muslims the command that he was commanded by Allah to engage in war with the people until the people testify to the fact that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.